It has been many years since we first met, and a brotherly bond has been forged between us. While studying the books of the Talmud, I found one that says that friendship means sharing meals and spending time together. But in the end, it points out that the sign of a real friendship is the ability to reveal what is in one's heart to the other person. That is what happened over time with the two of us. I believe that undoubtedly, the most important thing that brought us together was, and still is, God, who caused our paths to cross and allowed us to open our hearts to each other. Although we broached many topics during our regular conversations, we never spoke explicitly about God. Of course, it was always understood that He was present. It would be good to start this exchange, which we plan to leave as a testimony of our dialogue, by discussing Him who is so important in our lives.
Bergoglio.
What a great word, path. In my personal experience with God, I cannot do without the path. I would say that one encounters God walking, moving, seeking Him, and allowing oneself to be sought by Him. They are two paths that meet. On one hand, there is our path that seeks Him, driven by that instinct that flows from the heart. And after, when we have encountered each other, we realize that He was the one who had been searching for us from the start. The initial religious experience is that of walking. Walk to the land that I am going to give you. It is a promise that God makes to Abraham. In that promise, in this walking, an alliance is established that consolidates over time. Because of this, I say that my experience with God takes place along the path, both in the search and in allowing myself to be sought, even if it may be by diverse paths of pain, of joy, of light, or of darkness.
What you have said reminds me of a few biblical verses. For example, when God tells Abraham, "Walk in my presence and be blameless," or when the prophet Micah needed to explain to the Israelites what God wanted from them, and he tells them to do justice and to love goodness and to walk humbly with your God. Without a doubt, experiencing God is dynamic, to use a word that we learn in our mutual study of basic science, me as a doctor of chemistry, and you as a chemical technician. However, what do you think we can say to people nowadays when we find the idea of God to be so mangled, profaned, and diminished in importance?
What every person must be told is to look inside himself. Distraction is an interior fracture. It will never lead the person to encounter himself, for it impedes him from looking into the mirror of his heart. Collecting oneself is the beginning. That is where the dialogue begins. At times, one believes he has the only answer, but that's not the case. I would tell the people of today to seek the experience of entering into the intimacy of their hearts, to know the experience, the face of God. That is why I love what Job says after his difficult experience and the dialogues that did not help him in any way. "By hearsay I had heard of you, but now my eye has seen you." What I tell people is not to know God only by hearing. The living God is He that you may see with your eyes, within your heart.